Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. And now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yeah, I'm registered to vote.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Would you say that you will definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or you will not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
63.
Okay, thank you. And now, just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
A Republican.
Okay, thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
I never really thought about it. probably a strong Republican.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Pretty dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read a list of issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress must focus on. And for each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10. How important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Now, creating more jobs and raising wages from 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
That'd be 10.
Okay, thank you. And funding for drug and substance abuse program?
8.
Okay. Creating more affordable housing?
That'd be 10.
Okay. And tackling climate change?
Can you repeat that one, please?
Yes, tackling climate change.
Climate change?
Three. Okay. And securing the southern border?
10.
And reducing crime?
I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
Yes, I'm sorry. Reducing crime?
Reducing crime. It'd be 10.
Okay. And lowering taxes?
5.
And protecting abortion rights.
Can you repeat that one too, please?
Protecting abortion rights.
That'd be 1.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. In which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Or you can also use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or if you have never heard of a person, you can say so as well.
Okay.
What about the Democrats in Congress?
10.
Okay. and Joe Biden?
Ken.
Okay. McDonald's?
I don't know that person.
The burger spot, McDonald's.
The what?
The restaurant.
Oh, the restaurant. Sorry, yes, thinking in person. I don't know, 20.
Okay, thank you. And Donald Trump?
Probably about 70.
Okay, thank you. And J.D. Vance?
I don't know.
Okay. And Kamala Harris?
10.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
60.
Okay. And Janelle Bynum?
No opinion.
Okay. And Tina Kotek?
Probably about a 50.
Okay. And Lori Chavez DeRemer?
60.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but in the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, or a Green Party candidate Bill Stein?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRemer?
The Republican.
Okay, thank you. And even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances mm-hmm. that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
I don't know anything about her. So it's hard to say. Probably not too much of a chance since I don't know anything about her.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove.
Okay. Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez DeRemer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Approve.
Okay. Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez DeRemer. So, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse and not a show horse. With a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer, she's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. And as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez DeRemer lives Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer? If you are undecided, you can also say so.
Well, they both have good qualities, but I'd vote for the Republican.
Okay, thank you. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez Dreamer?
Well, I'm glad that they both are willing to work on issues as opposed to just politics. I don't know, it might be just a habit of voting for Republicans over the years, to be honest with you.
Okay. Thank you.
But I mean,
thank you so much. And now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. If you could please reach each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, you may use any number between 0 and 10. Okay, so first one, Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford a rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She'll prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. What would you think about that statement from 0 to 10?
6. 6.
Thank you. Okay. And next one. For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember that you're working for and who you are representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can't be done to fix where we are today, and she won't stop working to deliver the changes our communities need. On that one, how would you rate it?
7. Okay,
thank you. And next one, Janelle Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of. And as the daughter of teachers and mother of 4, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity. And that one, how would you rate?
7.
Okay, thank you. And the last one, Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in this election are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration. On that one, how would you rate?
2.
Okay, thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer?
Lori Chavez.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez, the rumor. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez, the rumor, for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit. Just,
How many more questions do you have? This is going on longer than I was hoping.
Yes, actually, we are at 85%, so we're almost done.
Okay.
Let me read it real quick. Okay, so the first one is, too many of us are working harder and harder and yet are still struggling to get ahead while Washington politicians keep playing the same partisan political games instead of coming together to solve our problems. Lori Chavez, the rumor, isn't bringing down the cost of living. She's voting to threaten access to Social Security and voted for leadership that supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped price gouging or done anything to fight inflation. In fact, she went along with the extremists in her party who killed a bipartisan bill that would have ended the border crisis and enhanced security because they thought it would help Biden. If we want politics to change and work for us, we have to stop voting for typical politicians like Lori. On that one, would you say that's a great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or which one of those?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. And then last one, Lori Chavez Reamer opposes a woman's right to abortion. She supported overturning Roe versus Wade and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. She doesn't trust Oregon women and doctors to make their own decisions, putting all of us at risk. On that one, would you say great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. All right, and now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat General Biden or a Republican Lori Chavez, the rumor?
Lori Chavez.
Okay. And the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Business college. I'm not sure how that fits in.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And are you married or unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay, thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
The Republicans.
Thank you. All right. That concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your participation and for your patience with me.
Thank you. And have a good weekend.
Okay, I hope you have a great night. Thank you so much. And you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.